Restoring My Soul, Friday the 28th of November, Walking with Christ Each Day. As a believer is discipled by Christ's messengers and thereby walks with him and in him on the pathway of salvation, they are immersed in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. By this means, they are progressively made in their image. To walk with Christ on the pathway of salvation is to embrace one's participation in the death, burial, and resurrection of each travailing wound of his offering journey. As they embrace the daily implications of their baptism by water into the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, they are finding deliverance from the other law and are participating in the works that Christ has already fulfilled for them. This is the implication of the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit through which a person is saved. This washing and renewing work continues in a person's life as they walk each day in the fellowship of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Their participation in this process, which includes the circumcision of their heart, delivers to them a new heart and a new spirit. The effect of regeneration is a new heart from which the thorns and the stones of the other law are being removed, and a spirit that is made new through new birth and growth to maturity. As they embrace the process through which their carnality is being removed, and they walk in the word that they are hearing, the divine nature which is planted in the soul of their spirit continues to take root, grow, and become the expression of their identity as a son of God. They are progressively changing from one degree of glory to another, into the image of the Son. On the day of resurrection, which Jesus called the regeneration, they will receive the hope of the gospel, which is their spiritual body, as part of the perfected bride of Christ and as a temple of the Holy Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Titus chapter 3 verse 5, Ezekiel chapter 36 verses 25 to 27, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. For further study, Philippians chapter 3.